There are many forms of bondage. There's rope, which requires a bit of patience and time. It involves admiring each inch of flesh before wrapping it up like a present to be enjoyed later. Each experience can be very different. One of the varying factors is if you choose a smooth cotton rope, gentle on the skin, or a rough hemp rope, which will irritate and rub, getting your point across and setting the mood without saying a word. Another form of bondage is steel, quick and easily applied. But the sound of that simple click is unmistakable and ominous. Feel the cool metal restraining the wrists and ankles is an instant trap for your games. There's also leather, a collar laced around a neck, clipped to a leash to keep your pet close by. All forms of bondage you are quite skilled and creative with, but none of which you chose for tonight. No, tonight you chose time as your implement of sexual torture. You called me into the bedroom, told me to strip. You said you needed to see all of me. Piece by piece, I removed my clothes, adding them to a small pile on the floor. Once I was undressed, you said nothing. You just looked. Studied my body. I wanted to cross the room, join you on the bed and be in your arms, but you clearly had other plans for me. You dropped a pillow onto the floor beside the bed, told me to kneel and rest my head on the mattress and not to move. Once I was in position, you stood up and left the room. Waiting was my form of bondage tonight. At first, when you didn't return, after a few minutes, my mind began to race with worry and doubt. But after a while, that all drifted away, and the anticipation became more than I could handle. My body began to want, to need your touch, to feel the sound of your voice, to crave the sight of you. Finally, after what seemed like a lifetime, you were at my side, kneeling beside me. Your face inches from mine. And you whispered to me how good I had been. I didn't move. I tried to whisper thank you, but my voice was caught in my throat. Your presence, your energy, the warmth of your body so near to mine was making me lightheaded. You stood, helped me up, and me sit on the edge of the bed, telling me to lay back and let you take care of me. I did, and you devoured me. Kneeling on the floor, kissing, licking, and tasting me. Your fingers laced in mine, your hands resting on either side of my hips. There were moments when what you made me feel was so intense, I went to pull away, but you squeezed my hands tightly. You forced me over that mountain of pleasure, over and over again, until moans became screams, and then screams became deep, labored breathing. That was when you stopped, pulled me to your chest, and let me rest. But you made it very clear the evening had just begun.